Let's explore fluency. As we've said before, there's a blended, connected sound to how women speak and a choppy, clipped sound in a male's voice. There's almost a tension or held-back tone.
Listen to young men speak. They tend to clip the sounds more than older, more mature men.
Imagine the feeling in your body when you're chopping something versus when you're slowly stirring something in a bowl. We want you to feel your body and in your body that you're rounding the edges of your movements, which will have a positive effect on your feminine voice.
Listen first.
Harry always speaks from the heart.
Harry always speaks from the heart.
The author of the article was nominated for a prize.
The author of the article was nominated for a prize. First, let's tune your resonators. Listen to the A3 pitch. And Diana will say the sound, and then you say the sound. Listen first, and
me.
Your turn. Diana.
Me.
Your turn.
Z. Ma. Na. Za.
Now for some phrases. Listen to Lynn say the phrase, then Diana will say the phrase, and then you'll say the phrase.
Harry always speaks from the heart.
Harry always speaks from the heart.
The author of the article was nominated for a prize.
The author of the article was nominated for a prize.
The cook took a look at the recipe book.
The cook took a look at the recipe book.
Sue, as a rule, usually flew first class to Cusco, Peru.
Sue, as a rule, usually flew first class to Cusco, Peru.
The musician refused to join the union because the dues were too large.
The musician refused to join the union because the dues were too large.
Loud shouting outside my house clouds my concentration.
Loud shouting outside my house clouds my concentration.
Don't forget your sisters. They'll be more important as you get older.
Don't forget your sisters. They'll be more important as you get older.
After the summer is over, in September or October, the days get colder and the nights get longer.
After the summer is over, in September or October, the days get colder and the nights get longer.
Remember Eric and Megan? They were the early examples of the difference between the choppy and the more fluent sound of speaking. In the world of singing, continuity comes to mind. It's a word we use a lot. We combine airflow, pitch, resonance, pacing, inflection, and fluency, and how this efficiency of flow and continuity integrates both your delivery and who you are.
When I was learning how to find my female voice, I started out working with Kathy on pitch and resonance, which to me are like learning the mechanics. And once I felt that I had the mechanics down, and it then just became a matter of being myself. All I had to do in my mind was stop worrying about my voice, stop hanging on to the old habits where I spent my entire life trying to force myself to sound like a guy. I just let go of that and just started being myself, and the inflection and everything else, it just came naturally. I was just simply being me.